Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. Carver Hyde's running it. So that's what I'm talking about here is the scene. Like in New York City, because you go in there every day and you go to the studios on 34th and 35th, whatever, either side of the block, and you get off the train. And so you're telling me you ride the train every day, and then everyone on the train is pretty much wearing a mask. They don't have to, but
you have to on the train. Have to.
Oh, you have to.
That's been that way since we started going back. But nobody ever follows it, but they have been in the last couple of weeks.
So everyone's wearing a mask. Then you get off the train, you take off your mask, and you go to the studio. And in that building, no one's wearing masks. But now all of a sudden, in the last 10 days, they are?
Well, when we first went back, everybody was, obviously. And now, maybe about a month ago, people stopped. Like the people at the front, you know, at the desk and when you walk in, or people in the restaurant, etc. And I've kind of noticed in the last maybe week to 10 days that people are starting to put them back on. So
I went to a place today, and I don't know, I think I said this on Coast to Coast. I went to a place today, and they told me I had to have a mask on to go in. And I was like, I don't have one. And they're like, okay, thanks. Then don't come in. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So it's back to masks everywhere, it appears. And again, I think I've had this conversation with you on the air. I got to have it again. I know that Vegas is bad, right? And Florida is the worst. That loser governor down there. I mean, I don't care what anybody thinks, in my opinion, either. That guy's a tool. I won't even say his name. That's how bad he is. Like, I'm not going to give him the recognition. I'm not going to give him the courtesy drive-by. I'm not going to drop his name because I just think he's an imbecile. I think he's the biggest idiot I've ever seen as a politician. And I mean, there's so many of them that are losers. Man, and
there's a lot of candidates. There's a lot of candidates for that.
I mean, where do they find these people? Honestly, like in the landfill, because this guy is just an absolute drip. I don't care what anybody says. I hope he's listening right now. You fat ass. Here's the deal. You're an idiot. And he's been screaming and yelling for a year and a half, right? That everybody's crazy. There's no, he literally won't even acknowledge that there's COVID, right? And he said, there'll never be, no one's ever, we're not shutting anything down here ever. And we're not doing anything to the schools. We're not mandating anything. No one's wearing masks here. Do whatever you want. We're open for business. Is that not exactly what he said the entire COVID, Carver Hyde? We're open for business. You want to have sports? Come to Florida.
Correct.
Did he not say that? Now, this idiot has literally, they have the worst COVID of anywhere. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on a bench on a Monday night. So now, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Florida's like out of control. And they literally, they asked today the state government that he runs, asked the federal government for, let's say, neighborhood ballpark, 375 respirators. You know, they're all, you know, when you're, you know, when you got to be hooked up to the hose to breathe, you got problems, right? And then they've run out of them because every single hotel, or excuse me, hospital, they're going to be using hotels soon enough as hospitals because they got no more hospital beds, right? And everybody and their brothers got it. And then all the hospitals are full and they don't have any, they don't have any of the ventilators. No one can breathe. And they just don't have them. There's too many people sick. And then how about this? They not only have more sick people than anywhere in the country, bar none. They're, I mean, far and away, the number one state for COVID is Florida. Far and away. And then they're begging the federal government for help now. And the guy, Biden, he won't even acknowledge this imbecile. He's like, who? Because the guy's such an idiot that, like, he's so embarrassing that now, like, the president of the United States won't even acknowledge him, like, that he exists because he's so stupid. And he's got this defiant act he's been running on everybody for the last year and a half. And I'm not even wrong, right? I mean, like all you have to do, like, anyone with any common sense at all can watch this guy and his press conferences screaming and yelling about how everybody's an idiot and that we're not listening to anybody. We'll do whatever we want down here. And I call the shots, and this is how we're going to do it. There's no such thing as COVID, and nobody's wearing masks in this state. We're open for business. Now everybody in Florida's dying, and where's he? On a yacht somewhere? The guy's the biggest loser in the world. All right, Pharrell on a bench. So I'm looking at like Clark County in Nevada and Las Vegas, 12,000, over 12,000 cases from July 26th through yesterday, right? And it's just out of control everywhere, right? So I was talking about Florida and how that it's so bad there. But, you know, I was told that it's really bad as well in Las Vegas, right? And that everywhere you go in Las Vegas now, you have to wear a mask. I mean, no matter what. Everywhere, the casinos, everything, bars, restaurants, you name it, sporting events, it doesn't matter. You're wearing a mask, right? And the school district is requiring masks for all students and staff, regardless of your vaccination status. Everybody has to wear them going to school. And this was from a few days ago, right? And I'm watching this Yankee game. Now the runners are going to advance. There's one out and runners at the corners, first and third. Event venues hosting gatherings of 250 or more will be required to submit plans for festivals and other large events due to concerns and caseloads. Local businesses will be asked to post new signage asking people to follow health guidance recommendations, a new push and renewed focus to increase the percentage of people getting vaccinated. All Nevadans age 12 and older eligible for vaccination, blah, 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 blah. What have you heard, Carver High, about Las Vegas?
All I've heard about Las Vegas is that the numbers are going up. Same thing that you were just reading, that you cannot go anywhere without putting a mask on in the casinos, events, etc. Much different place than it was a month ago right now, that's for sure. Much different.
The Royals just tied it up again. The Yankees are going to win this game.
Well, they deserve to lose this game, honestly, with the way that they managed. I don't understand what the rush was to take Tyone out of the game in the seventh inning. And then you bring Loaisiga back in the eighth, let him get into trouble. It just the way that they manage the bullpen on a nightly basis is embarrassing.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They keep getting the lead, and then they immediately give it right back, and it's tied again. It's like they can't get out of their own way, and they're playing this crappy Royals team.
They'll lose this game tonight.
Oh, you know it's coming, right? It's inevitable. I wouldn't be surprised right now they lose it.
Yeah.
You got runners on first and second with one out. A single wins the game. Because the Yankees will go in the ninth down with a whimper. Those who did not get vaccinated this year face a risk of reinfection that was 2.3 times higher than those who got the shots. A study on Friday suggests that those who had overcome the infection, the addition of a vaccine offered better protection than the natural immunity generated by their original bout with the virus alone. It's crazy. Even if you had COVID-19 before, please get vaccinated. Getting the vaccine is the best way to protect yourself. Blah, 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 blah. In the past week, the number of new virus cases reported each day has averaged 100,000. As of last Thursday, the time the daily average surpassed 100,000 since that was the first time since mid-February. Another study published Friday reported that vaccinations dramatically reduced COVID hospitalizations among the elderly in February, March, and April. Those studies examined 7,200 patients from COVID hospitalization surveillance network using state records to look at the vaccination status. The vast majority of patients had been vaccinated or were only partially vaccinated. Only 5% were fully vaccinated. Bottom line, if you're vaccinated, your odds of ending up in the hospital are slim. You could still get COVID, but it's slim. And if you are unvaccinated, the chance of going and getting very sick and going to the hospital are great. I mean, it's just that simple. So I haven't heard anything since last week about the Pacquiao Spence fight getting canceled. Have you, Carver? I haven't heard anything about it being canceled.
I have not heard anything about it being canceled, and I saw them run plenty of commercials over the weekend for it. So
they're still selling it, like, come to the fight, wear your mask, and have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I forget what I was watching on Fox because it's a Fox PBC.
Right.
Maybe you met Philly game on Saturday when we were doing in-game live, and they must have played 50 commercials for the fight during the game on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you want to walk into that arena with a mask on and 20,000 people in Las Vegas where it's out of control and you want to go see the fight? Are you willing to take that chance if you're a fan, or do you think that's just a stupid way to make a living?
Well, I told you what's going to happen at that fight already. They're going to, if there is a quote unquote mask mandate, they'll make you wear it at the door when you walk in, and everybody will take it off once they go inside. It doesn't seem like, considering where that place is at right now, that it's an ideal situation. You'd like to think that if you do have the, you know, vaccine, you'll be okay. But, listen, things are changing by the, seems like things are changing by the day here with this stuff.
So before we get into our conversation with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, he's coming up in a few minutes. What's your initial reaction to this guy, Deshaun Watson, you know, practicing with the Texans? And really, it would appear to me, pretty much going through the motions.
Stupidity. This whole thing the last 2 weeks has been an absolute charade. Why the NFL as the league didn't just put him on one of those dopey lists, you know, like they put everybody else when they get into trouble, right? Don't they got the list, you know, the commissioner's list? They put you on there, exempt. And when you're in your exempt list, and they throw you on there, and then when your legal troubles are done, that's when they, you know, they reinstate you or they throw you out, whatever they want to do. Why didn't they just do that? Like, this is, like, embarrassing. Like, we played that video of him, like, moping around on the field today. Like, what is the point? Like, it is so stupid.
Who do they got? Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback, right?
Yes, yes. Tyrod Taylor, definitely.
And who else do they have?
They also have, I'll tell you right now.
It's unbelievable. And I know that Tyrod Taylor's running the first team in training camp. So he's
correct. Well, they also have Davis Mills and Jeff Driscoll.
Jesus.
Who?
Davis Mills. Who is General Mills? Who is that?
General Mills.
General Mills. I think they make cereal. Remember them?
They still do. I'm pretty sure.
Of course they do. What's better, General Mills or Old English?
And we make fun of this guy all the time. Like, we make fun of Cully. You know, like, it's like, but now I, like, just feel bad for him. Like, the dude waited 50 years to get an NFL job, and he's got to deal with this nonsense every day. Like, his team's going to suck. He's got 1,000 questions about Watson moping around at camp every day. Like, it's just real. Like, and the guy's definitely going to get fired after the year. Like, this is such a one and done. Like, they're going to go 3-14, and he's just going to get whacked. And he's going to blame the whole thing on this. It's just.
Oh, he's going to. By the time they're done with him, he's going to need a shrink.
Yeah.
Because they're already pounding him. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle said that Watson will never take another snap for the Houston Texans. We'll talk to the award-winning columnist from the Chronicle coming up on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench. John McClain is the award-winning columnist down with the Houston Chronicle and covers the Texans, obviously, and everything in Houston. But he said today at one point or another that Deshaun Watson will never take another snap for the Texans. And at that point, I brought him up on my TV show today, and I said, John McClain said that. And, you know, no one speaks louder in Houston about sports than John McClain. When he writes it, everybody knows what's the deal. So I wanted to bring him on the show tonight in Carver High to talk about it. How you doing, John? Hope you're holding up well, my friend.
I'm doing great. Scott, how are you?
I'm well, buddy. It's great to hear your voice again. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about Deshaun Watson. Can you kind of give us the latest on everything in terms of, like, he was on the field and everything, but it looked like he was moping around to, I think, the optics of it from everybody else. When we saw it, we saw him, you know, kind of walking around on the field and going through the motions. What's the reality of the situation?
First of all, Scott, I have written and broadcast and tweeted that he will never play again for months. And I don't know why it struck a nerve today other than he was a topic of conversation because he was back on the practice field. And so what happened was he didn't want to lose 50,000 today. So he came in on time. And the first week, he came out for warm-ups, threw some passes, stood on the side, gave a couple looks at safety and special teams, and then went in and went to meetings because that's what you're supposed to do. And then the last week, the last practice of the first week, he went over to a trainer and had him look at his foot. And the next week, they come back from a day off, and he's not out there because he's getting treatment for what I was told, ankle and calf injuries. So he got treatment, and he went to the meetings like he was supposed to. There's nothing they can do as long as he's there. And so then he came back today, went out on the field, threw the ball around. After five sessions, he went in about halfway through practice, took his pads off, came back out, stood around in shorts, a shirt, a towel over his head, and then a hoodie, and watched the second part of practice. So He's on the roster. There's all kind of things that could happen. But remember this, Scott. There's nothing that's changed in his legal situation. He still has the 22 civil suits accusing him of sexual assault and misconduct. He has a police investigation. 10 of his accusers filed police complaints. He's got an NFL investigation. A grand jury could indict him. If it went to court, it'd be next year. So nobody knows if he's going to play this year or next year. All they know is he is complying with doing what he's supposed to do to keep from being fined. Now, when the regular season starts and the big game checks come, he makes $10.54 million. Maybe Roger Goodell put him on the exempt list. If he's still got this, let's see what they say his injuries were, calf and ankle, he could put him on IR for the year. They could keep him on the roster all year and make him inactive for every game. And the idea is, Scott, they want to trade him. He wants to be traded. They don't want him back. They want to trade him. But you got to have a good offer before you can trade somebody. And right now, because of these legal issues, Scott, all that interest is on hold.
Well, I mean, if you were another team, John, I wouldn't give you a bag of donuts for him with all of his problems.
The only thing you could do, Scott, now, so let me ask you, based on everything I just explained, knowing that you might not have him until 2022 at the earliest, and anybody that would make a deal and take on all these problems, I can't imagine the outcry would be in that city if a team did that. We're talking about 22 civil suits. That's unprecedented in sports history, and that's why I don't think anybody would do it. But if they did, would they be willing to give up like 2 ones and 2 twos? Before the draft, they were going to ask for 3 ones and 2 twos and a defensive starter because they had 8 teams that had showed interest. Then the lawsuits started to pile up. All those teams pulled back, said, we'll get back to you. And then 4 of them drafted quarterbacks in the first round. But if they were to wait till next year before the draft, they would have a much better draft haul for Watson because there's a lot of teams looking at quarterbacks this season who could be in the market next year. Miami, Washington, the Giants, the Lions. Denver's always looking. Carolina's going to look at Sam Darnold. Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. You know, all those teams might be in the market, and some of them have 2 number 1 picks. And they're still looking for a draft haul because once these issues are behind him, and they'll be behind him someday, Scott, we just don't know when. But when they are, you could have a great quarterback for another 10 or 12 years.
Fair enough. But there's also the reality of those 22 civil suits and all of those 10 other complaints with the police and their investigation that you discussed. And how many lawyers besides Rusty Harden, how many lawyers is it taking, do you think, to try to get him out of these, let's face it, rape allegations?
That's not what they alleged. No, nobody alleged that. The sexual assault and misconduct, those were the allegations. And they have Rusty Harden representing Watson, and they have Tony Busby representing the accusers. And nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes with that. Nobody. Every once in a while, Rusty Harden or Tony Busby will go public with something, and then the other side has to retaliate, and then they go in the bunker again. So we're no closer to a resolution than we were months ago, as far as I know. Everybody's waiting on the police investigation or waiting to see what the grand jury does or waiting to see what Roger Goodell does. So it's in a holding pattern. Meanwhile, he is doing what he's supposed to do under his contract. And a lot of people are waiting to see what Roger Goodell does, but they're still doing their investigation. It would help them if the police would conclude their investigation, but they haven't. So it's complicated, it's confusing, and there's no clarity to it at all.
So that's amazing to me that no one ever, it seems like they never get anywhere or anything accomplished, like that it's still in the same place that it was a month or two ago is astonishing to me. And I have to tell you, when you see the problems that he has with all of these charges and accusations, how in anyone's right mind is he going to get out of this? I mean, I think Rusty Harden's a great lawyer, but you're kidding me that he's going to get like off on all of these accusations that at the end of the day, it's none of them are going to hit. Like, he's not going to get nailed on any of them. That's beyond reproach for me. I can't even comprehend that.
Well, I don't have a clue what's going to happen, but all I know is there's a lot going on behind the scenes as you prepare for some kind of your strategy. And everybody's doing investigations. I mean, Rusty Harden's people are investigating. Tony Busby, he puts out things on social media a lot. And those lawsuits are disturbing in a lot of cases. They're disgusting. And his accusers deserve to be heard, just like he's innocent, to proven guilty. So everybody's waiting, not just to see how it turns out, Scott, but how long that takes. And then, of course, I can't imagine that Nick Caserio, the general manager, is going to just give him away or take the first offer that comes along. I think he'll drive a hard bargain because there will be multiple teams still interested in him to play quarterback.
What is Coley's chances here with Tyrod Taylor? It would seem that he's really up against it. Like, are they going to stink this year?
Well, everybody's picking them to be the worst team in the league. The thing is, Scott, they have 53 new players, and 30 of those new players have at least 5 years of experience. They're rebuilding with older players, not young players, and the reason is they didn't have their first two draft choices. They didn't have a lot of cap money. Next year, they will have all their picks, and they're hoping to have a couple in the next draft for Watson, and then they have all the salary cap money. That's when the rebuild will really begin. But when you have so many players on one-year contracts, they're all hungry. They're hungry to make more money, so you're going to get the best out of these players. But right now, until they start hitting somebody besides themselves, I don't have any idea if they're going to win 1, 2, 3, or fool around and win 5 or 6. I think this, if you're going to be bad, be all the way bad, get that first pick so you can try to get a quarterback to come in here and replace Watson as a franchise.
30 seconds. Do you feel like Coley just got the job? Is he stressed out already?
His personality, Scott, won't let him be stressed out. He's Mr. Positivity, and he's fired up every day after waiting 27 years to be a head coach. Great guy. Everybody really likes him.
Oh, well, thank God for that. Well, we really like you, John. We'll keep tabs on this situation and check in with you again. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight and giving us some clarity.
Scott, it's always my pleasure to come on the bench. Thank you very much, and hope you have a great rest of the week.
My man, I love John McClain down in Houston. He's a badass. Always fun talking to John. All right, the Yankees are one out away from winning this game. Luke Voit hit a home run to deep right field to give them the 3-2 lead, and they're one out away from closing the door in Kansas City with Britton on the mound. So we'll see if they can close this out. We can all get a fresh cold beer. So Merrifield's at first base with two outs. Britton still pitching for the Yankees. They're up 3-2 in the ninth, two outs. And trying to close it down. 1-2 count to Lopez with the runner at first. So, I got a hard time believing this guy, Watson's going to get out of this mess. And we don't even know the gory details yet of all these accusations. And these sexual assault claims and these, lawsuits. They've got complaints with the police department. The police are investigating. The NFL is investigating. And nothing ever gets accomplished. And it is truly amazing to me that the guy's actually, frankly, allowed on the football field. How in God's name do you have 22 cases of sexual assault against you and they let you still go to your job in the NFL? That's amazing to me. But they'll throw a guy out for smoking weed or taking steroids or, I mean, anything else. What do they do with wife beaters? They don't let them play.
Nope.
But you're going to let some guy get accused of sexual assault 22 times so he can go to practice?
John did kind of clear up that part of it.
They
for
said
me, at least
they're
going to
tie it again. Are you kidding me?
I mean, this is just an awful job by the Yankees. I mean, and then you get the first two outs, Britton. Two up, two down.
Yeah, he got the first two outs and then blew the game.
I mean, what a loser. It's just... It's just like they're destined.
Second,
they're destined to lose this game.
He stole second on a stupid pitch, and they should have never let that happen. And then Lopez singles, and they tie it up. After Luke Voit hit a home run to give him the lead in the night, they blow it. They are destined to lose this game.
They certainly are.
It is unbelievable to me that they can't beat the Royals. Does this not say it all to you about who they are this season? Seriously.
Awful job. Just absolutely awful job. Take a lead in the seventh, give it up. Take a lead in the eighth, give it up. Take a lead in the ninth, give it up.
I mean, awful. How awful are they? Britton, too. How much do they pay this guy? Tons of money, and he can never do it. I mean, honestly, he sucks, too. He never gets it done.
Nope.
And when he pitches, what, once a month? Has he not been up and down in terms of playing and not playing?
Yeah, he hasn't pitched. He missed, like, what was it, the first two and a half months of the season? He was out,
right.
Came back, got hurt again.
He's just constantly out. It's unbelievable to me. And they just keep going back to the well. They got to have Zach Britton around, and then they're convinced that Chapman is the closer for all eternity, and now he's injured again. He's out again. He's got an elbow. And you know what? I got to tell you, I noticed something about him last week, and I think I was telling you, right? He doesn't seem the same to me at all. He does not look – I'm not afraid of him anymore when he's closing. I don't know. Maybe it's the elbow, because he just does not seem to have that filthy pitch that just got everybody out.
He's just another guy now. He's just another guy. That's it. He's not I don't think he's a cut above – other relievers or closers anymore. He's just, you know, some nights he can be good and some nights he can be bad, just like all the other relievers in the league.
They are stealing bases off of Britton right now. Lopez just stole second, and Higgy's throw was almost into center field. He's so awful. I mean, I'm just sitting here watching, and Sanchez is on the IL with COVID, so they got to go with Higgy every night, right? And what, they got some minor leaguer backing him up?
Whoa. He almost
his
threw that one in the center
second.
Field.
The
mean,
first
geez.
One on the Merrifield steal, he threw that to the left of the bag 10 feet, and this one was 10 feet over the bag. I mean, those were two terrible throws, you got to admit. And now it's 1-2 count on Dozier. Do you think, well, obviously, you know, he can get him or he won't. If he gives up a hit, the game's over here. He struck him out. They'll go to the 10th. But it's amazing to me. You're right. 7th, 8th, and 9th, they blew leads. I blame Britton. I blame the whole bullpen. But Britton has two outs, and he's got a 1-2 count on him, and he gives up that hit. And they should have never – I think they caught Higgy sleeping on the Merrifield steal. Meanwhile, Merrifield leads the league in stolen bases. What in your right mind convinces you he's not going to steal that base right there when they're down a run in the ninth inning with two outs?
Why wouldn't you pitch the kid who's been throwing the gas, the kid Riddings? You know, I know he pitched yesterday. What, he can't pitch 2 days in a row? He's pitched three times since he came up last week, and he absolutely blew everybody away. They couldn't pitch him tonight?
No.
I mean, honestly.
He needs rest, you know, just a load management day. Just he needs time off.
Real rest. Heart of the order. Real heart of the order coming up for the Yankees here in the 10th, too. Wade, Higashioka, and Gardner. That smells like runs.
What a disaster. Although I have to bring this up, and I'll do it once. I don't understand this continued story. Of Lewis Brinson of the Marlins. I mean, listen, I don't want to do stories like this. I really don't. But what amazes me about it is, like, because you never heard me mentioning it, it was on updates today, and then I kind of ran right over it. I'm like, yeah, they accused him of there was an accusation of racial taunts in the Colorado game, and then I said they found out it was some guy yelling at the mascot. It wasn't a story. But it really is amazing to me how quickly it became a story on Sunday. Then on Monday, it wasn't a story because it was a fan yelling at a mascot. And then you actually, Carver High, saw the video of the fan yelling at the mascot. And you heard him yelling dingers at the mascot, right? And then by tonight, not only had Brinson got in on it, the guy that originally said that they were using racial slurs against him, but that he watched the video of the fan yelling at the mascot, Dinger. And he says, after reviewing the video, he still hears the Rocky fan using the racial slur, but is open to the mascot explanation, if that makes any sense. Now, listen, I guess the question I have for you is, all right, so here's what he said. So I watched the video 50 times in the last 15 hours. I watched it a lot, especially when I heard that he said dinger instead of the N-word. I personally, this is again my personal opinion, I personally keep hearing the N-word. It's not that I want to hear it. I never want to hear it. Personally, I've never been called that in person in my face on the baseball field, outside the baseball field ever. So I don't know what my reaction would be if I got called that. But to now saying that again, I haven't talked to the Rockies or the fan. If that's the case, then I'm sorry for any backlash or anything he's getting right now. The Rockies said Monday that the fan was actually hollering at the club's purple polka-dotted dinosaur mascot. Okay, so the team went on and 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 on. But the thing is, for me, is Carver High, how in God's name can you watch that video and hear the N-bomb as opposed to dinger? When you watch it, you clearly can see the guy yelling at the mascot and yelling dinger. How is it that he's hearing the N-bomb? How can you actually watch that 50 times and still hear the N-bomb and not dinger? Anyone can watch it and hear him yell dinger. Like, I mean, honestly, like, what's going on here?
Well, look, I think that last night when this first surfaced and you had no idea what the Rockies mascot name was, because before this afternoon, nobody had any idea what the Rockies mascot name was. And also last night, you had no idea who or where the person was that was yelling anything. So when the video starts to circulate last night and they tell you what is said in the video, that's what it sounds like. Now, today, when you get more context in it and you find out that the dopey mascot's name is Dinger, and you go and you listen to it again, and then you actually know who the person is that's yelling it, it makes a little bit more sense. And you do see him yell to the mascot. They even show in the video the mascot looking back at him. And here's another thing that's in the video. He's got like three security people right next to him in the tunnel. There's a whole bunch of people in the section. If he was getting up and yelling that, don't you think somebody would have said something to him?
Yeah.
He clearly was yelling at the dopey mascot and wanted to take a picture at him. I can't believe that this is still going on tonight. I can't.
So
I can't believe
it. He said, my initial reaction was upset, man. Nobody wants to be called that. It's a disrespectful, disgusting word that belittles my people, black people. It's a disgusting word, and nobody wants to hear it. I was in shock. I'm getting a lot of love and support on Instagram, and I'm sure on Twitter. I appreciate that wholeheartedly, 100%. Again, I'm human. I have sympathy. If he was yelling for the mascot, I'm sorry for any backlash or any unnecessary attention he's getting right now. But this does happen. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Again, personally, I've never been called that, but I know a lot of black players have, and it's disgusting. It needs to stop right now. There's no place for it in sports. There's no place for it in life. I just don't have that situation thrown under the rug. I don't want it to be thrown under the rug. Fair enough. I agree with him. It is disgusting. I agree with him, except that it never happened. It didn't happen. Here's the Yankees, runners on first and third, nobody out. So let's see how they blow this game.
I'm telling you, if they get a lead, I want this inning. They better put the kid in if they get a lead here. I want the kid in. Riddings, he better pitch.
So going back to this thing, it's like my initial reaction was upset. Nobody wants to be called that. It's disrespectful, disgusting. And belittles my people. It's disgusting, and nobody wants to hear it. And he said, I've never been called that, but I know a lot of players have, and it's disgusting, and it needs to stop right now. Well, I agree with that, too. I agree with you, except it did not happen. So let's stop acting like it did. I mean, is this not simple? Like, fair enough. If it happened, you're right. And the guy should be thrown in a baseball prison for life and never be allowed to go to a game again. Just like the Yankee fan that threw the ball at the Red Sox player, Verdugo. But if this guy yelled an N-bomb, he should be banned from baseball. But he did not yell that. So why is this still a story for 24 hours? He got the run in. Gardner drove in a run. Now a mistake, and he gets to second. A throwing error by the Royals, and Gardner gets to second. He drove in the run. It's 5-3 Yankees. He drove Wade in, and Gardner hitting 201 with 18 RBIs now has his 19th RBI on the season. He's so washed. He's a car wash. And meanwhile, he comes through in the 10th for the Yankees with a single up the middle. And now it's a two-run lead. And Higgy had the fly to deep center to the wall that drove in the runner from third. They had runners on the corners. Then they got the runner to second, and Gardner drove him in. And your boy Lovelady couldn't get it done for the Royals. What a name, Lovelady. That's the reliever's name. Sounds like a porno. Yankees up 5-3. The Padres lead the Marlins at Petco 4-1, top five. Indians beat the Reds 9-3. White Sox pummeled the Twins and Mini 11-1. The Brewers and Cubs washed in Chicago. They're going to play two tomorrow. Doubleheader tomorrow. I thought the Brewers would have won that game anyway, right? Jazz lead the Suns 61-50. Summer League ball going on in Vegas right now with a minute and a half left. The Bucks beat the Clippers by 3. Magic in overtime beat the Warriors by a bucket. T-Wolves by a bucket over the Spurs. Kings by 10 over the Hornets. Grizzlies 91-84 over the Nets. Sixers blew out the Mavs. Pelicans over the Bulls. Big Knicks by 8 over the Pacers. And Summer League. Thank God for Summer League. I got something to watch. See if the Yankees can close the door. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East on Sports Grid TV.